Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another segment of the Artist Roundtable, where you, the artist, small business owners that support the artists, can put it on the table and let's, open up a discussion and talk about your concerns or, you know, even share some positive things that are taking place of approaches that you've taken in marketing and promoting who you are and what you do. Open up the phone lines to anybody. To call in, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. And, you know, I want to hear from you. I've kind of got a subject in mind that I might bring up, but it's going to really depend on who it is that kind of comes out to this show today. I know I've played around with the time a little bit, adjusting it an hour to a half an hour here and there. I'm trying to figure out a great time because there's some artist friends that are in the UK or over in Europe that I would really, really love, you know, to be able to participate in this show. So I'm trying to adjust it where maybe they can also call in. So anyway, as you know, I'm your host, Lady Flava. A dear friend of mine has agreed to co-host with me, John D. Green, so he should be calling in here in a bit. But, you know, Flava News is all about supporting the underground independent artists and trying to find creative ways to shine the light, you know, and help spread the word about so many, many deserving artists that people don't know about. And so Flava News just does their small part in helping to spread the word. So, I'm going to scroll down my list here and let's see who I can come up with to start out the show today and play for you. I'm going to play a track by an amazing artist and an amazing man out there on the East Coast out of the Maryland area. And this is Carter Anderson with his piece called I Apologize.
I've last seen your face. I know time can't erase all the tears and the pain that I put you through. I was never good to you. Tell me, what can I do? But yours are still there.
I told you so many lies. I didn't know what I had.
Soon you'll be some lucky man's wife, and I'm glad to see you're doing so well. I've grown so much since I've seen you last. I can't change what's in the past, but I'm sorry that this relationship
Anderson with his piece called I Apologize. I want to thank everybody that's come out to listen to the show live, and especially, you know, those that come back and check out the archives. You know, help us spread the word about what we're doing here on the Artist Roundtable. Okay, I see my co-host, John D. Green, has called in. So welcome, John.
Hey, Lady Flavor, what's going on?
Hey, just sitting up in here, the freezing cold, snowy Seattle weather today.
Yeah, but I see you jamming, though. I like that. I like the piece you just played. That was fun.
That's Carter Anderson. Yeah, that's Carter Anderson out of the Maryland area.
Okay.
One of these days, hopefully we can arrange to get him to come on the Artist Roundtable, or maybe, you know, arrange to do a feature with him. He's an amazing man, you know, and I came to know him off of Soul City Radio out of Maryland, and really, really digging his sound. So I'm glad that you liked it too. So,
absolutely.
So far, it's just you and me on the line, John, but let's see if there's any live listeners that wants to also join in on the conversation today. If there's anybody listening to the show live that would like to call in and join myself and John D. Green, we would love to share the Artist Roundtable with you today. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. So there was some interesting people, John, that had responded and sent me messages saying that they were going to call into the show today and participate. And so I had kind of come up with a topic of what social network works best for you and why, and how do you use it to benefit what you're doing as an artist. So what are your thoughts around that as being a topic today, or do you have something?
That's a great topic. That's an exceptional topic. exceptional topic.
I was thinking about the topic just because, you know, you had connected me with the All Media Artists website. And, you know, it took me a minute to kind of get in there because, you know, I'm computer illiterate, you know, but thanks to Therese, she helped walk me through it, and I'm finally in there. Now I have to figure out how to create my page because that kind of threw me off last night looking at that, too. I'm like, okay, I really just don't know how to do this. But the one thing that I loved about that particular network, John, was the amazing artists that I saw that have joined that site, some great, great talents. And, you know, I know that you are a fan of the artist media, the All Media Artists site. So why don't you share a little bit about that site, why you joined it, and what you think that you're going to gain from it?
I actually am a fan. Not only am I a fan, but I'm also an artist on All Media Artists. I thought the site was exceptional. The amount of people and the amount of talent that had gathered there in the initial stages of the site, that was one thing. But they also offer a feature where you can listen to the artists that are featured on the site. So you can listen to a plethora of artists on the site beforehand, say if you weren't making a purchase, okay. If you just wanted to peruse some fine music. And then there's different categories and genres of music that you can select from and listen to. And actually, some of my favorite artists are on All Media Artists, and they've been there since the beginning, since the initiation of All Media Artists. So it's an exceptional site. It's an exceptional site.
So do you by chance know how long this site has actually been in existence?
How long it's actually been in existence, I do not know. But I've been familiar with it only for the last several weeks.
Okay.
So it's fairly new to my knowledge.
So Therese, I see you're in the chat room, and I'm hoping maybe you are one of the callers that are on the line. I believe there's a California area code on here. So I'm going to actually click on this line and see if by chance this is Therese from
awesome.
All Media Artists. All right, call it from the 3100. Well, I can't even talk. 310 area code. You're on the air with John D. Green and Lady Flava.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Yes, we can.
How is everybody? It's Byron from
Los
Angeles.
We are very good.
This is Byron from L.A.
Byron. Oh my God, am I actually hearing your voice after 100 years of not hearing from you?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, we click and comment and reply.
Okay.
So, you know, we stay in contact. But I'm glad to hear everybody. I didn't really catch the topic of the discussion, but I just felt like that this was a useful place to jump in at this point in time in the morning, so...
Well,
you know,
I'm glad that you let me click on your line and bring you in because, you know, I've been trying to get you to come to the show, you know, ever since I started it. So, John, this is Byron out of California by way of Switzerland. He is actually how I came to know Chameleon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can I jump? I'm a talker. I don't want to cut you off.
Byron. Why don't you tell people about yourself and what you do?
Oh, wow. What don't I do? I'm an amateur comic. I am a manager, or I will be possibly by the end of this week, for a hip-hop artist, and I help manage and promote a brand. I don't want to call it an urban brand, but it has an urban direction to it. And, you know, I'm just all over this internet thing. So that's about it. I mean, it's a lot of stuff. And you know, I just want to talk and let people hear and be part of this discussion because I feel like a lot of artists, musicians especially, are using you know, they're using the internet platform as they should be. But I think a lot of what people are not understanding or forgetting is that you got to get out into the street. You got to talk to the people. And you got to keep it going and you got to keep working and keeping, you know, every goal you have in sight, keeping it there and pushing and not giving up. And I'm in the midst of it all, so it's not easy.
Right. And the thing that I'm so impressed with you, Byron, is the fact that not only are you working with, you know, artists here in the United States, you're very supportive to the artists over in Europe and Switzerland and all of that. And so you bring such an interesting element to the people that I have connected with, and I'm really honestly, you know, you talk so much crazy mess online. I just want to sometimes thank you, you know, but at the same time, I know the seriousness behind you and the passion. But before we go any further, there are two other callers on the line that want to be brought in, so let me do that. Caller from the 813 area code, you're on the air with Byron, John, and Lady Flava.
Hi, ladies. Miss LaRue.
All right, Lily. How are you, darling?
I'm good, honey. I'm good. Today is a fabulous day. How are you?
Oh, you know what? It's snowing and freezing cold here. I know that LaRue just hated to come back to Seattle, huh?
He did. He already messaged me. He wants to come back. It's beautiful. It's like 85 here.
Okay, we don't even want to hear about it. We got snow coming down as we speak. So, all right. So Byron and John, you already know, but Byron, this is Lily LaRue from LaRue Entertainment out of Tampa, Florida.
How are you, Lily?
So I have one other caller that I want to bring in, and I think it's an international caller. All right. So caller from the who knows, the 4915, you know, whatever, you're on the air of the Artist Roundtable.
Yes, ma'am. It's Lady Flavor. Like I said, you just mentioned something about Europe, and this your boy Tay calling from Germany, you know?
Ah, Tay. How are you, baby?
I'm good, Mama. How you doing?
I am good. You know, this is one of my favorite, you know, soldiers, hip-hop artists that just a little bit ago was right here in the Pacific Northwest. Now he's stationed over there in Germany. I am so excited that you would call into the show today.
Hey, ma'am, I told you I wasn't going to forget about you. I had to call you, you know, make my presence known, you know.
Okay. So, you know, I promise I'm not going to cry because there's something about you that just makes me get emotional. But
I'm
so glad that
it.
You called. And are you still doing, you know, are your recordings and everything over there in Germany?
Oh, of course. I got my equipment here. I just dropped my new single, actually, and it's been getting crazy spins over here in Germany. I got a DJ that's going to be hosting my mixtape that's going to be dropping in English and in German. So, I mean, it's real crazy over here.
Oh, how amazing is that? So how do you get that translated? Like, what does that even look like?
Well, see, the thing is, you know, I've been networking since I've been here. You know how I network. And
right.
I got in contact with a couple of DJs at a couple of clubs. I gave them a CD, and, you know, they liked what they heard. And
okay.
So we decided to do a plan of, you know, my mixtape is called International Tay, being as though, you know, I'm taking it international now. And so we just decided to, you know, have a plan of, well, you know, a lot of Germans, they really like your music because it was actually played in a couple clubs. They really liked it, was asking about it. And the translation part about it piece came where he was like, well, you know, a lot of Germans heard it in this and that and the third, but, you know, some of them really don't understand. So we took
okay.
it to that next level and said, you know, well, we're hosting the German, you know, so they can get a better feel for it. And then, I mean, they'll really appreciate it.
Okay. That's exciting, Tay. I'm
oh,
so
yeah.
proud of you.
I definitely appreciate it.
For the listeners,
is the love different?
That are on the...
What's that?
Oh.
Is the love from Germany or from Europe as a whole, do you find it to be different than here?
Not really. I mean, because when I came back from Afghanistan, I mean, the love
uh-huh.
was ridiculous, you know, from once I came back. Because, I mean, I got shown so much love just for the passion that I was doing, you know.
Right.
And then being here and people were seeing my direction and seeing where I was going and then seeing my passion, I mean, it's pretty much the same. I mean, they love hip hop music. I mean, they take it as far as, you know, on their flyers and everything, they promote it as black music. So
right.
they really love the culture and all of that. So anybody new coming to the picture, because I mean they get music a little late. So anything new they hear, you know, they really take to it. You know what I'm saying? But most Germans, you know, they love the beats and all of this and that, but they really don't understand, you know. So that's
so
why
we
decided to take that next step to translate it for them, you know, so they can get a better understanding of it. Just not, you know, just not listening to the beat or this and that, so they can just get a better understanding of it.
I guess, so then technically, I guess you are in line for two thank yous from the John D. Green Senior Camp, one for your sacrifice, and one for that soul that you laying down over there. So that's a double thank you from me and from my camp. Heartfelt, brother. Heartfelt.
Hey, I definitely appreciate it. I mean, like I say, I love music. I love being a soldier. It's my job. I'm in the medical field, so you know, I save a couple lives or whatever. I was in Afghanistan. Thank God, you know, I made it back safe. A lot of our guys didn't make it. And it's, I mean, the music continues. I mean, it was one night I got a song called May 22nd, which was actually our base was attacked. I really didn't think I was going to make it out of there that night. And I just had to lay it down, you know, and that's just for my passion of music. And then just, you know, thanking God for just being here, you know?
That's right, man. We're thanking God right along with you. Glad you're here. Glad you're here. And
appreciate
glad all
it.
Well.
Definitely appreciate it.
Hey, brother.
I'm
sorry, I just want to step in real quick. I, first of all, I want to say thank you for serving our country, number
definitely
one.
Definitely appreciate it.
You know what I mean? And you're in Germany now. What part of Germany are you in, man?
I'm in Heidelberg, Germany.
Heidelberg. Is that like, I'm just trying to get a picture. I lived in Switzerland for a while, so I'm kind of familiar with the geography. You were like north, east, northeast?
I think it's pretty much... The north, it's probably the north side, the south. I'm not really sure. You know what I'm saying? I've been here for about a month now, you know, and I haven't really traveled, you know, outside of the Heidelberg area.
I've just been
networking out here, but at the same time, I'm waiting on my passport. So once I get that, I'm trying to just go everywhere with it.
Okay. There you go. Because, man, you got Rotterdam, Amsterdam area, you got France. I mean, it's different than the United States, man, because you can fly literally 30 minutes in any direction and be, you know, in another country. You got Switzerland. So there's a huge urban movement out there, and I'm glad you're speaking on it because I lived there for a while, but I'm from Los Angeles. You know, I'm a typical African-American kid. You know what I mean? I'm 25 years old. And most people out here aren't even getting the concept that this stuff is being done in other places. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and then
on top of that,
to the level it's being done, I mean, you're kind of in one spot, man. I've traveled a lot, and, I mean, there's a hip-hop movement in Europe that is beyond. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
If you get the opportunity to get out and get with these other artists in Europe, you know, you're doing something, and that's what a lot of people here don't even consider. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You might have
a
rapper, you know, out of Oakland or out of Dallas, Texas, or whatever, and all they're thinking is, you know, their local block. And I'm like, got a whole world.
Oh yeah,
you know?
of course.
So, you know, with the internet and good music and networking, I mean, your stuff really gets heard. You know, so what do you what does that do? What does that person do to get that understanding? You know what I mean? That's my biggest thing. I'm like, man, you guys, a lot of talented people, but you got to hit different markets. And you're lucky, you know what I mean? Because you're over there serving the country, and you're lucky. You're there. So you're there. You got to start networking, man. It's producers, man. They're everywhere.
Know,
I mean,
you know what? That's good that you mentioned that, because that hits right back onto the topic of today, is what networking site works best for you. So with that being said, you being there, what site seems to be working best for you?
Because
you know sound travels. You know
of course.
So what site is working best for you?
Well, once, you know, before, you know, because I already knew I was going to Germany. I had orders to go, so, you know, I knew beforehand. And what I did was I went on Facebook, And I actually had a couple guys that I'm actually on the label with that was already here. And they were doing pretty much good things with music already out here. So they put me in contact with a couple people before I even got here. So once I touched down, and this is on Facebook. So once I touched down, you know, I got in contact with those people. You know, I hit them up. You know, I explained my situation. Hey, I'm here. I'm with this person. I'm with that person. You know, I do music too. You know, I know y'all get a lot of this. You know, I do this and I do that. Just listen out if you feel it. Hey, contact me back. I submitted my CD. They loved it. They actually got back in contact with me. And after that, a DJ from out here named Cos Royale, he's a DJ at a big club out here called the Euro Palace. I mean, it's a crazy club. Once he started promoting me out here, I mean, I just got mad, you know, friend requests from Germans and everybody else just hitting me up like, hey, we heard the music. We like it. You know, we want to be your friend. We want to add you. Where can we get copies of such and such and boom, da, da, da. So it was just pretty much just networking with him. He put me out there and this and that. And I mean, it was just the connection was just crazy.
Through Facebook.
Right. Yeah. Through Facebook. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, man. What
and like
you,
I say,
Bobby?
I mean, I got the Reverb Nation, you know, jumping off with his attitude. You know, to my Facebook, which played a major part because once I shipped everything over, I mean, I shipped my studio equipment with me in my suitcase. I can't go nowhere without my studio. But my CDs and everything, that was my bad on my part because I didn't ship any of my CDs. But, you know, I sent them, gave them the link to the Reverb Nation and all that, where they, you know, they checked it out. They seen a couple of my videos and my performances and all that. And, I mean, they just ran with it.
Okay. You heard of that new All Media artist yet? Have you checked that site out yet?
I've seen it, yes.
Yeah, well, when you get time, man, scrutinize that site more closely, man. That might be something that might be an interest that, you know, you might want to take upon yourself to look into. All media
okay.
artists, man. It's there's some amazing
yeah.
talent there.
And I'll send you the link too, Tay. So
right,
before we go any further, there are some additional callers on the line, so I'm going to open up their phone lines. So the 313 and another caller from the 586, your lines are open. There's a 260. I'm going to go ahead and open up your lines. But before I go any further, I want to, my phone line is jumping around on me. Okay, so all lines are open. If you've called in to the Artist Roundtable, just know that your lines are open. Before we go any further, I just want to tell you, I met Tay while he was still in Afghanistan off of Facebook. And, you know, I was just so impressed with this young man. And he was recording while he was over there, you know, amongst all the craziness of war that he experienced. He was over there recording. And he mentioned a track that he recorded called May 22nd. So, Tay, I'm going to go ahead and play that for everybody, if you don't mind.
No, ma'am, I don't mind. But before you play that, can I just say one thing real quick just to get an understanding? There was a question. Somebody hit me on Facebook and had asked me a question about, you know, you're supposed to be over there fighting a war. How do you have time to record and this and that and the third, and you're supposed to be doing this and that? The reason why, number one, I love music. Number two, that was my way of coping with stuff. I was in a unit where we lost 35 soldiers. We lost our first two in the first month when we dropped down. That was my only way of dealing with it. I called back to my family. My wife was in the military. She had got out. So she pretty much kind of understood what was, you know, going on and this and that, but I still couldn't explain a lot to her because she really didn't understand. She was never deployed. So while I was over there, it's some stuff that I seen. And I mean, it was just ridiculous. Some stuff nobody should ever see. Music was my only turnaround. You know, most people go and see the chaplain. Most people go see, you know, a psychiatrist or whatever, this and that, and the third. Never felt comfortable talking to nobody but the mic. So this story here or song here explains when we got attacked that night, I had to put it on wax so everybody would understand where I was coming from.
All right, with that said, I'm going to play May 22nd by Tay Boy.
Thank you.
May 22nd, 2010, March was in Afghanistan. Soldiers will never forget. So get ready for another hot one with Tay Boy. Yeah, underground assassin, once again. Charge every 4 seconds PSP. This strike brigade, 10 hour Afghanistan, 2010.
Once we heard the siren, we knew they was wildin', ground attack, AKs, rockets coming and flying, waiting for the clear, bombs landing so near, no turning back, this ain't the time to show the enemy fear. Once we heard the siren, we knew they was wildin', ground attack, AKs, rockets coming and flying, waiting for the clear, bombs landing so near, no turning back, this ain't the time to show the enemy fear. May 22nd was a day my whole life changed, nothing out the ordinary, this ain't totally the same. 2000 is when the insurgents started to make it rain. Not that wet stuff, but some things that cause permanent pain. Rocket attack, hit the floor, get your damn gear on. Full kit, magazines in case you get your kill on. Hit the bunker, wait for the clear, stand by unless it's more. By name is Sergeant Brown, just to be accounted for. One boom, two boom, so close it's getting hectic, pathetic. That's when they call for all medics. Patient administration, depend on the place I'm placed. And now I'm out with the medics on mission, round of the patients. We have a job at war, so at home you can be free. Being medical is real hard with all the casualties. No one wants to explain what we see to all our families. Welcome to Charlie Company, 4 second BSB. Once we heard the siren, we knew they was wildin', ground attack, AKs, rockets coming and flying, waiting for the clear, bombs landing so near, no turning back, this ain't the time to show the enemy fear. Once we heard the siren, we knew they was wildin', ground attack, AKs, rockets coming and flying, waiting for the clear, bombs landing so near, no turning back, this ain't the time to show the enemy fear.
Continue our business with all the rockets still hitting, patients are in the trauma bay, trauma naked and shivering, starting IV. It's what you hear in the distance. They call me for a report of the soldiers who's missing. I'm running around, blood everywhere, but they patch them up perfect to help a soldier that is bleeding. Makes me feel like it's worth it. It's real sad, it's our job, and we can't help it. But with PAs like Captain Reed and the work from the medics, we can't block it all out, but they help you forget it. Google 5-2 Striker Brigade to see how much we done dealt with. Disappointment's made us strong. I don't think they can break it. A lot of pain, a lot of hurt, but we all have patience. Sometimes we feel like kill them all, that would be murder. Some things you don't hear, but trust, it's not unheard of. We soldiers doing our job, so just be proud of us. Charlie Cunningham, Captain Burger, and First Sergeant Wallace. Once we heard the siren, we knew they was wildin', ground attack, AKs, rockets coming and flying, waiting for the clear, bombs landing so near, no turning back, this ain't the time to show the enemy fear. Once we heard the sirens, we knew they was wildin', ground attack, AKs, rockets coming and flying, waiting for the clear, bombs landing so near, no turning back, this ain't the time to show the enemy fear.
May 22nd, 2010, marking the pin in Afghanistan. Kandahar airfield was under attack. Charlie Company 4 second BSB was on the scene. We made history by being the first striker brigade in Afghanistan. This will live on forever. So people say we heroes. We were just doing our job. Headquarters platoon. Exact platoon.
All right, that was Tay Boy with his piece called May 22nd, and he is on the line live from Germany
of
right
course,
now.
Of course, of course. Oh, yes. Right. Thank you so much for that.
Good job.
Man, right. What do you say after that, Tay? What does one say after that?
I mean, it's not really too much you can say. I mean, if, you know, if anybody was in that situation like I was, I mean, it was terrible. You know, I don't like speaking about it. That's why I put it on wax so people can't understand what I was going through. You know, I mean, it was real hard. It was real hard, though, because, like I say, I've never in my life ever thought you know, some stuff like that would go down, you know, especially being in the medical field. Because, I mean, I work in a hospital, but that night they actually attacked all of us. And, I mean, I really didn't think I was going to make it, you know.
You know, I was listening to that track, right? And me being me, I mean, you could look me up. I am the way I am. But I'm listening to that track, and I'm thinking, now this brother's reliving this. But the whole time, you maintain that medical professionalism. Did you notice that? Listen, you wrote it, so it's your piece. But I was listening to your dialogue, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you tight. You tight.
Hey, I definitely appreciate you.
I noticed that. I'm like, this brother's got medical terminology still. He is going down, but he has presence of mind to know. So anyone that listens to that even has a slight idea of what wartime is like, they can understand. I like that, man. I definitely
appreciate it. Like I say, you know, most cats want to make music to have an impression on somebody that they the hardest, that they this and then the third. I do music the way I feel it's going to be, you know what I'm saying, put out there.
Amen.
And that right there, I was feeling it because of the simple fact I went through it, you know, and I just wanted
Amen.
People to understand because that question was stuck in my mind where, the lady had asked me, you know, why are you doing music? And, you know, you're supposed to be doing war stuff, you know. And like I told her, I mean, people cope with stuff differently. You know, I cope with stuff through music. If I didn't have music, I don't even know
man.
If I'd be here, you know.
I got a question, man. The young lady that asked you, how are you making music when you're supposed to be fighting for your country? Where was she educated? You're not supposed to get free time? You know what I mean?
I mean, and you know what, because I respect, you know, all criticism and this and that third, because if you can't take criticism, like, this ain't the business for you, you know. Mama Flav, he talked about this, you know, and I can take criticism like a mug, you know what I'm saying? It's not an excuse to say, well, I got time to do this and this and that. It's not an excuse. I was just letting her know, like, this is the way soldiers deal with it. Soldiers deal with it different. Like, I'm here. You know, I'm in the war zone. I've seen guys kill themselves. I've seen dudes put bullets in their head. Like, they didn't have any avenue to deal with anything, you know. And my only thing to deal with it was, I know once I'm working in the hospital, I'm going here, I'm seeing all this go on, I'm seeing all this and that and the third. But I know in the back of my mind, you know what, Tay? Once this is all over with, once you finish your shift, the mic is going to be on, you know. And that's how I dealt with it. You know,
it's unique, man. My father was a vet. I come from a military family. I never served myself, but my father's a vet, Vietnam vet. And what I know is a lot of vets from that era, they didn't have a way to express themselves when they came home.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm now thinking is, well, this is real unique. You know, I know there's a lot of other brothers in the military rapping and doing stuff, but, you know, if you actually get it out, that's a big deal, because you are actually expressing word for word what you see and what you go through. And it's a lot deeper than the music that you're making. And what I'm thinking is, man, you could find, I don't know, three other dudes, five other rappers, and make a, you know, a veteran rap CD compilation. That's never been done. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Not like, if,
well,
you know, you're in the military.
Hey,
you
actually.
I'm
sorry.
You guys.
Hey, actually, works with. Tay records with other soldiers.
Okay.
And so some of the pieces that you'll find under his group called Underground Assassins is done with other soldiers.
That's correct. And I'm with what's that? Oh, yeah, and I'm also with a record label called Sohidi Digital, which was actually built up in Iraq. My homie P Nice was in the military, and he built up all of that, the record label from scratch up in Iraq, and he pretty much put a couple soldiers on. I mean, everybody that's pretty much on that label is pretty much soldiers, you know, from different duty stations. I mean, it's a lot of talent.
You keep doing that, man, because people want to hear that. You know, people want to hear it. They like to hear it from the source. You know what I'm saying? Your delivery's tight.
I definitely appreciate y'all, because I mean, you know, all of that is good. You know, that's what most rappers want, is to have people to say, oh yeah, that's tight, that's this and that and the third. But at the same time, you know, I love music. Like, I mean, it's ridiculous how I love music like I love my son. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, messages that get across, yeah, I'll make a club hit, you know, I'll make a hit for the ladies, I'll make this and that and the third, but then I'll turn around and I'll give you something that's really real, you know, something that I went through, something that I'm talking about, something that you really gonna feel like, wow, like, I've never been through that situation, but I understand what he's talking about.
Right, right.
You know, and I mean, sometimes you got to do it because it ain't always about making the trap say, hey, you know.
Yeah.
You have to put some love into it, and that's just how I feel, you know.
That's the way it is.
From a marketing standpoint, you know what I mean? You know, this is an idea. I mean, that's a really good song, man. That's really explaining, and it almost sounds like you're there, you know what I mean?
Thank you.
Yeah, 6, 7, 8 other artist songs on one album, and just from a marketing standpoint, you market it as, you know, United States veterans, whatever, make it real nice and shiny looking, but that could get out to a lot of people, because it's like the military might even support it to some extent, you know, or some American institution, because you get 10 songs similar to what you're doing, man, and people want to hear that. They want to know, you know, and we don't really know. We got all this, you know, WikiLeaks and all this news and all this nonsense, but we really don't know what's going on in the head of our soldiers. And for me, it's great because, I mean, it's hip-hop. It's never been done. You know, I mean, it's just something to think about. You know, I mean, people really don't know what a veteran really goes through. I'm sitting here, I'm 36 years old, and, you know, I graduated from college 6 years ago, and I remember vets. 20, 21, 22, talking about war, and I'm like, wow, you know, put that on a CD. You know, that's a big deal. Your average person has no clue, and then you have a lot of vets out here who have nowhere to go.
That's
all I'm trying to say. That's a serious angle right there.
I definitely appreciate that, and I will take that in my mind, baby. I definitely appreciate it.
There's a lot of soldiers out here, man. They run around. They don't do. Sorry.
So what a blessing to have my baby boy call in from Germany today.
Absolutely.
That was such a wonderful surprise for me, and clearly a wonderful surprise for everybody else that's on the phone line. I do want to bring in the three other callers that I did open up their phone lines and see what they have to say. So the call is 206. Your line is open.
Hey.
Who is this?
What's going on?
It's your boy Talk Sick, a.k.a. the Pie Guy.
All right, Talk Sick. How are you doing, darling?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing very good. I'll introduce you in a minute. Let me bring in the other two callers, too. The caller from the 313 area code.
Hello?
313 area code, you're on the Artist Roundtable.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm very good. Who is this?
This is Manny Shields, a comedian from Detroit.
Hey, Manny Shields.
How you been?
I'm very good. Welcome to the Artist Roundtable. So obviously John D. Green's excited to hear that you're on the line.
Hey, you know, John is my boy right there.
That's,
you know,
Manny Shields.
Okay.
Manny Shields, Lady Flavor. Manny Shields is the comedian / graphic designer that designed my new logo.
Oh, I love the new logo, Manny.
Well, that's the man behind
the
design. And he's an amazing comedian.
I also do kids shows. I do kids shows.
So let me bring in the last caller, and they're also from the same area code of 586. You're on the Artist Roundtable.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, how you doing?
586? Good.
Who are we speaking with? Hello? Can you hear me?
Who
are we speaking with? You're speaking with Kevin Taylor from America's Got Talent.
Hey, Big K!
How you doing?
Big
you
K, doing? The Guinness World Record holder, founder of the WSBVA, World Speed Brick Breaking Champion. What's going on?
Oh, doing great, sir. Just got back in from Orlando. Just did a video shoot for Japanese TV, and it shows some support and some love to you, Mr. Green.
Awesome. That is amazing. I am well, Sensei. I am well. You called it a great day. There's some great, great talent on here. We've got brothers from Germany on here. Are you familiar with Lady Flavor? She is the host.
Yes.
Kevin, introduce yourself.
Welcome, gentlemen. Yeah, Kevin, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself, and then we can go to Manny, and he can tell us a bit about himself.
Yes. As you know, I'm a martial artist. I'm a third-degree black belt in Tung Sudo Karate, and I'm a founder of the artist, you know, Steve Brick Breaking, and I'm a Guinness World Record holder for breaking 20 car windows out in Rome, Italy, and recently I did a show for Japanese TV in Orlando, Florida.
Wow.
Wow, how exciting is that?
Awesome. I was with this guy when he broke 100 yards of concrete. He's the guy that did the broke in the clim.
I'm scared of y'all. I think I'm going to stay in Seattle, Washington, except that, you know, I know that if I was over there in Detroit, I'd be well protected, right?
Now, well, here's the interesting thing. The WSBBA does a youth program as well, which is why I wanted to connect the two of you. You all will have a lot to talk about later. WSBBA does an outreach program. And, of course, you're working with the Unleash the Brilliance program. And there are other few areas that I think we could touch bases on to make some good connections. But Kevin Taylor is an amazing individual. He's a good friend, and he is an amazing grandmaster.
Wonderful. I'm glad to make your acquaintance, Kevin, and hopefully we can connect further, you know, outside of the artist roundtable. So now, Manny Shields, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself?
I'm a comedian from Detroit. Been doing stand-up comedy professionally for over 20 years, and I've worked all over the Midwest. I primarily work in the Michigan area now. I'm kind of trying to centralize a little bit closer to home, so I'm working more of the local clubs like the Comedy Castle and Joey's Comedy Club out here, as well as a lot of Michigan Foundation-type programs like cancer benefits and things of that nature for pro bono. But hey, I still like to make people laugh. But that's what I'm about. I'm on Facebook a lot. I do a show, or what I consider a show, every day on there. Go to facebook.com/Manny Shields if you want to have some fun during the day. Manny is spelled M-A-N-N-Y Shields. Other than that, you know, like I said, I do a little graphic work for my man, because I've been, of course, as a promoter of myself, in a sense, I've been doing web design, a lot of graphic work. So, of course, I just kind of naturally gravitated to do other people's work, do other people's logos and such. So when John asked me, it was no problem to pop it out for him. So
wonderful.
If anybody need any graphic artwork, of course, MannyShields.com or Manny Shields/ Facebook, whatever you want to call it. I got two separate ones. I got a graphic design one and a comedy one. I put on a lot of hats. That's why I told people I'm bald, because I got a head burn from putting on all these hats off and on, off and on.
Okay, clearly you're a fool. Clearly you're a fool. Okay. We are definitely going to have to check you out, Manny. And last but not least, Toxic, why don't you tell everybody a bit about yourself, and then I can share some about you too.
Yeah, your boy, Toxic, TAWKSICC. You can find me on MemphisRap.com. I'm also the pie guy. I got 25 flavors. So if y'all haven't placed your order for Thanksgiving, y'all make sure y'all check me out on Facebook on the Creative Cream Cheese Pie.
I will.
What a combination.
Memphis,
yeah, right? And Cream Cheese Pies Maker.
There you go.
I have to tell you, I met Toxic for the first time at Dope Emporium, and he performed, you know, but he had his cream cheese pies there, and he was a great success, man. People were digging his pies, and I actually came home with a butterscotch cream cheese pie. I wasn't really sure what that was going to taste like, and, you know, everybody was like, you know, flavor, you're going to love it, this, that, and the other. I have to tell you, it was one of the best desserts I have ever had in my life. So definitely, if you are in the Pacific Northwest, you need to get with the pie guy, Toxic, Guyton Tolliver, whatever, however you can find him, and order you a cream cheese pie for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's.
Hey, not just in the Pacific Northwest, because I also do shipping. Ha-ha, I'll let you boy.
Oh, you can ship? Oh, see? Uh-oh. Okay. I'm just, you know, I will tell you, You can fly to Seattle and slap me if I'm wrong. This man makes some of the best cream cheese pies. The best. I mean, like, man, I kind of hate that that pie's gone, and I really wish I had one right now to eat. So, yeah,
make
you really need to get with the pie
make
guy.
Me hungry.
Ships, Lady Flavor. He ships pies. I mean, place your order.
Make me hungry.
And I have to tell you, you know, he had me out in the middle of the night, you know, at the Washington Hall talking smack, you know, at 1:30 in the morning, freezing my old butt off, you know. Anyway, it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure talking with him and his friends, you know, and I was telling his friend, I don't know if y'all heard me on another show, but I was telling his friend, I'm like, he asked me who I was, I told him I was Lady Flava, and he looked at me, and I said, I know you thought I was some old white lady. You know, he's like, but
that's funny.
He just kind of looked at me like I was crazy or whatever. But anyway, so Toxic, you know, I'm going to put you on the spot right now because, you know, you're supposed to be in the studio making me an intro for my Be More Pacific show.
Yeah. I want to let you know that we do have the track completed. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get with RC to get it like mastered down properly and stuff, but the song is recorded though. Later on this evening, I guess I'll give you a call later on this evening when I get to the studio if the snow permits it. So, and I can get, as a matter of fact, I got the track in the other room real quick. You know what I'm saying? Maybe after we get off air, I can give you a call and give you a little sneak peek at it. But
I'm excited.
Yeah,
and then, you know, I'm going to love it. Because, let's see, the other day, I got an intro just for my shows from Magnificent Wonders and E West. They sent me an intro just for Flava News Radio. I was so excited. So anybody that wants to create me a drop, an intro or something, it would just be the best, you know, holiday present to me. And
oh, lady,
yeah, we're gonna
lady Flava, this
yeah.
Tay. You know I'm gonna be in the booth. I got you.
Okay, so you know, Tay, you also owe me a piece for my youth project.
Oh, of course. I'm definitely working at that and the Facebook project.
Yeah.
I'm still working on that. I definitely got it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because
okay. I'm all about the charity. Whatever I can give. Don't bother. Don't mind asking me. I got it. It's whatever. You know how I
am. You're contributing a piece to the Unleash the Brilliance project?
Yes, he
it's
is.
Whatever.
That's what's happening, brah.
Yeah. I try to do it all.
To everybody who's listening, I'm going to put it out to you. You know, I really welcome any pieces in written form or recorded form to be created and put into my youth project. What I'm looking for is pieces that that identify the struggles that youth are going through to, you know, helping them, you know, have a sense of hope that they can make it through the storm and maybe give them some solutions. So it can be done in a written form, whether it be lyrics, to poetry, short stories, a written letter, to recording, you know, an audio piece. I'm putting together a chapbook to also a CD. And what I want to do is be able to give youth, you know, a copy of these projects and then be able to sell this to also create a financial foundation to help continue to support youth, not only here in the Pacific Northwest, to across the globe, and I've received some amazing pieces, you know, and the UK has really, really stepped up for me. John D. Green and his family have stepped up for me and several artists from across the United States. So I really welcome and encourage any of you that just has a sense of wanting to, you know, create something that can go into either the audio or the print form that
Mama Flav, I got a question.
Yes, baby.
Mama Flav, I got a question. For those, I mean, is it proceeds going to any type of anything like that, or you know,
what it is I've joined hands, Tay, with a organization, a youth organization here in the Pacific Northwest called Unleash the Brilliance, and the project is a Flavor News and Unleash the Brilliance project. And, you know, right now we have a contract with the King County Truancy Prosecutor's Office to do several workshops throughout the school year in dealing with and approaching the youth that are in trouble with the truancy courts in a creative way to help kind of trigger them to understand, you know, why going to school and getting an education is important. And so that's one of the projects that we're working on. We have a grant in right now, which we are hoping to hear about in January, to work with some at-risk youth that have been actually locked up in juvie here. To do a workshop with them. I believe it's a six-week workshop at the Boys and Girls Club over at the Rainier Vista. And so it's just a variety of things that we are wanting to do to outreach, but it's going to be through Unleash the Brilliance and Flavor News.
Okay. Well, I was just asking that because, I mean, the music is no problem. I mean, I got the studio set up. It's nothing. But I would also like to let you know I would like to make a donation. So just let me know whatever you need.
I appreciate
and
that.
It's going to be there. It's going to be there.
Okay. I appreciate that, Tay. Big time.
Well, you like Captain America.
No problem.
You like
you
like the genuine article. You like serving the country, making good beats, and in the meantime, donating a worthy cause like our youth. You the new Captain America, bro.
I got kids, you know, and my son and my daughter is my life, and I mean, for me to help out in any way, you know what I'm saying? I'm always down for any kind of cause. You know, like I said, I'm not out here trying to just be on stage, jewels flashing and all the groupies and this and that and the third. I try to make music for a purpose, you know, and if my purpose is to be helping children and this and that and the third, I'm all for it. You know,
see,
whether it be
thing,
donations
have,
and this and that and the third, because I can go next week and I can go and spend $150 on Jordans. Why do that when I can save a child's life, you know?
I have children. My reason for wanting to jump on board this project was because I was one of those misguided youth.
Of course, of course.
You know, I was there. I was one of those misguided youth. And a night at Baker's Keyboard Lounge, anybody from Detroit know about Baker's? A night at Baker's was kind of changed things around for me in my young adulthood, in my pursuit to young adulthood. It was a night at Baker's that changed my life. I got the brown beat off my hide for it, but, man, it was working. But that kind of started changing things around musically for me. So, yeah.
Of course.
So that's
course.
Why.
And see, and hey, I salute you. I salute you.
Thank you.
Well, I think that you as artists, you know, I hope you realize the power that you have, you know, and I talk about this all the time, probably more so in sidebar conversations, but artists really have a great power over how we as the listeners and fans, feel at a moment, whether it be a picture, whether it be even a comedy show to, listening to some music or reading a book. It affects us depending on what our emotions are like at that moment. And so one of the things, the reason why I'm trying to figure out ways to join hands with artists to our youth is, you know, our youth are so impressionable, you know, and when it comes to like hip hop, especially which Tay creates, it's all about the beats and this and that and others. So I think a lot of it, you know, it can be a subliminal message. I can't even say that word. But, you know, if you create something that's something that's going to grab the youth's attention to then, you know, really honestly, at some point, they may actually hear the real message. It may make sense to them, you know. And so that's what I was hoping. You know, to be able to create, you know, out of this project is just, you know, you guys as artists realizing your strength and power to then, you know, being able to affect possible change in the way that the youth feel about themselves to how they deal with the challenges they face every day. So I thank all of you and any of you that want to come on board with this particular project. You can find out more about it at flavornews.com by hitting the, I believe it's the events and projects page that I have on there. So I just want to say this. You know, we started out the conversation today talking about which social network works best for you and why, and how do you use it to benefit yourself as an artist or a business person. And I will have to say that everybody that's on, you know, the panel today, you know, I met all of you from Facebook. And so for me, I would honestly say Facebook has been my most effective social network in connecting with people. You know, you see a bunch of mess on there, you know, and this and that, but all in all, I've connected with such amazing, amazing artists from all over the United States to all over the world. And so I would have to say Facebook is the one that has worked for me the best.
Definitely.
I did talk to an artist who's recently moved here to the Seattle area from New Orleans, and she really loves Multiply. I have no idea what Multiply is. That's not a site that I'm familiar with, but that's a site that she uses the most. So does anybody know, are there any other sites out there that you think are effective? I would imagine with, for recording artists, Reverb Nation, I think, is an effective tool to possibly our stage. And now this new site called All Media Artists, I would really encourage any, you know, any recording artist to. Now, John, is All Media Artists, is that for any type of artist?
Any type of artist. I've seen spoken word artists on there, rappers, singers, jazz musicians, like I said, a lot of poets. But I don't want to say for sure that it's for all artists, but I am assuming it is because it's all media artists. Any artists in the media, basically.
So it's all recording artists. So, Therese, I know that you're in the chat room and you're at work and you're not able to call in, but maybe you could just type in the chat room as far as what type of artist you were encouraged to join the All Media Artist site. So, anyway, I'll wait for Therese to type that in. And
to be heard on the worldwide stage, as we spoke on earlier, the site that I found to be very effective was Django. Django was how I started getting a lot of Django, yes. J-A-N-G-O. J-A-N-G-O. That was the site that started getting me some international, some worldwide exposure. I got a lot of exposure through Django.
Okay, so Teresa's typed into the chat room that All Media Artists is for all artists, whether you're a painter, musician, comedian, craftspeople, photographer, any form of art can join the All Media Artists website. So
there it is.
That's wonderful.
I love that woman.
And so anyway, so she's like, anybody who is creative is welcome. So she welcomed me. I'm not necessarily creative. She welcomed me, so shoot. I guess
you're
if she'll
like
take
the,
me, she'll take anybody, huh?
You're the female equivalent of the Godfather, Lady Flavor. You put things together. You know? You put people together. You make things happen. You're the coordinator.
Of course. Of course.
It's so funny because Jace with Black Staps, he calls me a connector. I'm like, okay, I connect the dots. I know how to draw.
She says
the artist media, oh my gosh, I just said it wrong again. All Media Artists specializes in international exposure as well. And I was telling her that my girl Flane over in the UK was reposting behind me for her website. So I'm hoping that we can get this, you know, really, really going, because you know, like as I was perusing through the site last night, even though I couldn't figure out how to design my page, which, you know, I'm hoping I can, you know, convince Therese to help me with that, because, you know, I'm just so computer illiterate. She wants John and Manny to know that she loves you guys. So,
anyway,
Therese loves John and Manny.
She is the best. I'm on that.
Oh, I love
site.
Her too.
I'm on that new site. I'm on All Media Artists. The first day I'm on there, and I'm looking online at all the buzz about a young lady by the name of Monica Monet. Everyone's talking about Monica, and in particular, this song is so hot. It's called Gravity, right? But I go on later on that night. You know, I want to see what's up with the new site. I got a message from Monica saying, "Hey, you know, I'm really digging her. If I Told You remix, that's really nice, you know." And I'm thinking, man, the whole world is hearing your music right now, and here you are sending me a message. So I definitely tell all artists, that site is the site to go on. I mean, the site to listen to people and to be heard by people is that site, because, I mean, you got everybody. You Brian O'Neill, Westbound, I mean, of course, Monica with that song, Gravity. It's so hot right now. But, I mean, I'm just saying there's tons of different artists. There's so much talent in one place, and you can find them all there. Whatever your flavor, see how I plug that flavor thing? Whatever your flavor, you can find it there, and I love that, you know, because I'm a simple man. Now, if I can go to one spot and find all the things that I truly enjoy, well, that's where I'm at. And that All Media Artist, that's where it's at.
Okay, you heard it right here from John D. Green. He says All Media Artists is the spot to be. And with that said, I'm going to go ahead and play Monica Monet and her track Gravity.
Oh, yeah.
For you, baby. I'll climb. what if you don't want to be loved? How can I love you?
John?
Yes.
Hey, that was Monica Monet with her piece Gravity that you heard John D. Green talking about.
Oh,
so that's
I love
just one
that
of the
song.
Artists that you can hear over at the All Media Artists. I have to say it slow so that I say it right because, you know, we don't want trees like coming and spanking me over the phone or something like that. There are two other callers. I don't know if 773 is wanting to come on the air. If you want to, let me just click on and ask. Okay, come on. Click, click, click. I'm trying. Okay, caller from the 773 area code. You are on the air on the Artist Roundtable. I'm not sure if you're just wanting to listen or if you're wanting to talk. 773? Uh-oh, I think I scared him off.
Hello?
So, hello?
Hello?
I'm sitting here, John 586.
I'm sorry?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Also,
this is Manny Shields.
Oh, okay.
Is that who
okay.
you're listening to, Manny, right now?
I had lost a caller from the 773 area code.
And then I popped up?
Maybe, I'm not sure. So this is Manny on the line. There's another caller, so let me try to bring
okay,
them in.
Okay, go ahead, do your thing.
Okay, so Jace, you're on the air on the Artist Roundtable.
Lady Flavor.
How are you?
I'm good. Mr. John B. Green.
Hey, brother. Black Stack in the house.
My brother. How you doing, brother?
Well, I am well. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm wonderful, man. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. You know that.
Well, brother. Hey, introduce yourself to the rest of the people in the round table.
All right, peace to everyone in the round table. My name is Jace E. Cage, one-third of a group called Black Stacks here in the Pacific Northwest. It's my pleasure to be on here with all of y'all, and I'm glad to be here.
All right.
We're glad you're here.
Definitely
you know
glad that you called in.
This is another one of those must-hear artists right here. This group, hey, y'all, when you're done, he's Googleable. I'm just saying.
we were talking about that last week, you know, the importance of being able to be Googleable.
Yeah, so
you know, I don't know if that's really a word, but we're going to make it a word.
Make it a word here. In the Lady Flavors on this round table, that's a new word. It's coined. Googleable.
There you go.
We've actually had an absolutely amazing round table thus far. Some of the callers have dropped off, but, you know, we had Byron call in from California. He is somebody that I first came to know, I believe maybe off of Facebook, but he was also a part of my social network when I had one. And at the point when I met him, he was living in Switzerland. And so Byron was how I came acquainted with Chameleon over in Switzerland.
Yep.
But Byron has dropped off the line. And then, of course, Lily LaRue had called in from Tampa, Florida, with LaRue Entertainment. And then Tay Boy had called in from Germany. I'm so excited and so proud of him. But Tay has also dropped off the line. And then Toxic is still on the line with us. And so you know Toxic, the pie man.
Toxic,
you know,
my man. What's
Kelvin.
Happening, brother?
What's going on, bro? How you doing?
Okay.
Well, I'm good. I'm trying to escape these snowflakes.
Okay, man. While you shaking those snowflakes, man, don't forget to place your order, man, for Thanksgiving, man. I got them pies, man. I got a special too, bro.
Well, you know what I want. I want the butterscotch. You don't even have to ask me. You just go ahead and put me down for the butterscotch.
See?
Okay, all right.
So you tasted the butterscotch too? I had a whole butterscotch pie. Oh my God, Jace, it was absolutely amazing.
Oh, I know. That's
his
why I said, go ahead and put me down. I need that.
Yeah, huh?
Okay, I got you.
So
Y'all making me hungry now. Y'all got what? As many humans.
See, you got two people now vouching for the Pie Guys pies. They are amazing. I mean, I'm not kidding. They are absolutely amazing. I think Toxic, you ought to create a rap that, you know, sells your pies. What do you think?
Oh yeah, I'm in the studio right now working on it. Mr. 25
okay.
Flavors. I should be through with it real soon.
okay. And then we also have on the line Manny Shields out of Detroit, who is a comedian. And Manny, I'm sorry.
Yes. You guys there?
Go ahead.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah.
Still here? Yeah,
what's
still
up,
doing.
Manny?
Oh, okay.
What's happening, man?
All right.
Yeah, I've been listening, man. This is a great show.
Oh, yeah.
I love this show, man. And, John, you've been saying some pretty, you said some pretty deep things earlier. I don't know if we can go back to that, man. But,
of course you can.
Always the archives. No, just
well, man, I mean,
no, you can go back over something that John has said, Manny.
Well, you know, I was, you know, John and I were talking about, you know, you guys talking about websites, and he was talking about Facebook, and most people talk, and you talk about, was it Django?
Yeah, I personally like Django. Yeah,
Django, right? And then we talk about Craigslist. If you're looking for a project. You can put things up there and say, you know, market your talents that way as well.
Yeah, I never knew that. You put me on to that, man.
You can put your services on Craigslist if you just, you know, if you're independent and you're just looking for a project to get into to kind of build some experience or to make money. You know, people are looking for services all the time, all kinds of services. You know, singers, dancers, comedians. And, hey, you might get you an opportunity.
Yeah.
That could lead to something else.
That's right.
You know, you might meet an up-and-coming independent that's starting that major project, and it, you know, on a low budget, and it just takes off, and boom, there you go.
And I appreciate the fact, Manny, that you brought up Craigslist, because I'll be honest, when I think about it, I do promote different events, and when I had my coffee shop, I used to promote my open mics on Craigslist, and I honestly got quite a few people that came to Flava, you know, from Craigslist. So,
right,
you know,
right. It's for local things. It's not worldly and all that, perhaps, but, you know,
right.
You know, you're right in your city. These are you're surrounded by extremely talented people right down the street from you, usually, you
Definitely.
Know. And Craigslist is a great way to touch base with those up-and-coming artists that are just ready to do something now.
What about you, Big K? Any networking sites that you like to use to network?
You know what? Kevin has dropped off the line.
Has he?
So, all right. He did. So honestly,
this round
right
table
now,
sounded,
so,
I missed too much. I should have been on here at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing, you know, just hearing the conversations and sharing of projects to talking about which websites are most effective for artists and for business owners. So just to let you know, it's just myself, Letty Flava, John D. Green on the line, Manny Shields, and Toxic, and Jace from Black Stack. So we are the only five that are on the telephone right now. And then we've got some listeners in the chat room, and Teresa's been hanging out with us, who is the founder of the All Media Artists website. So, Jace, I think it's something that definitely Black Stack should check into, joining that particular site. It's all for artists, and there's just an array of caliber and of artists that are on that site already. But it's a new network. I believe that Teresa said that she created it 2 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 months ago. And so, you know, it's something I'm going to, you know, work with her on, you know, a project, you know, on that too. So I'm really excited about that opportunity. So,
can I mention one other thing?
Yes.
There are also those local, chamber of commerce type websites, you know, where they have a list of all the artists for either film development or whatever it might be, as a way, if you could just register basically for any site that deals with networking and just put yourself out there as much as you can.
Well, see, those sites, though, you usually have to be some site, some sort of affiliation like BMI or...
Sometimes, that's true.
Yeah. Those sites
I can't,
kinda,
yeah. I don't know them all myself. I'm still learning myself. It was just a thought. But, yeah, the bottom line is, man, it's the world, the internet, it's there for us to take it to use to market ourselves. And actually, 102th, I think it's possible for people to really make a huge difference in their career by using it as much as they can. If you're not on the internet, I can't see you making it.
Right, you're not Googleable, you know. And I think you know, for me, you know, I agree. I think the internet is a powerful tool. I think it's how you use it. You know, some people use it for all kind of things that are, you know, have different kind of consequences. But I'm definitely going to look into AMA. Definitely, if it's been stamped by John Green and Lady Flavor, I'm all over it. So
yeah, I see you everywhere,
look
John.
Look into it and you know, see what Black Stacks can offer it, as well as get something from. And I hope, you know, it connects us with artists like John Green and the artists that we met across the world.
I'm gonna check it every day. I'm gonna just type in Black Stacks.
Okay, now you know I can't let you just play, so I'm gonna have to do that today. I'm doing that today. As soon as we get off this line, I think that's the first thing I'm gonna do is check into the AMA. So John won't be talking bad about me next week.
You know, and I wouldn't talk bad about you on the founding members. I remember you at the first round table, so you get all my respect, bro. But I might mutter a couple things. Mutter things. They won't even be loud. They'll just be mutterings. You know what I'm talking about? A little rumbling.
Well, you know, you got the big enough voice. I'm sure your mutter is good at some people's conversation. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a you know, one thing I wanted to say in chiming in that I feel I need to say. Particularly, this is for, like, Northwest artists. As we're talking to these brothers in Detroit, John and Manny and Toxic is sitting around, and welcome to the Northwest. I just really want artists to really take advantage of, as we're talking about websites and whatnot, take advantage of the outlets that you have in your regions. Like, Lady Flavor has really been a big help to the Pacific Northwest artists in exposing them to other parts of the world. She's providing a service that a lot of DJs, local DJs, aren't even providing artists in this region. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that, you know, we acknowledge that, you know, the people that are doing the work, the people that are educating the public, whether it's giving them information, sharing music, telling them where to go, connecting artists, connecting, you know, companies, I think those people really need to be celebrated, and I'm with Manny. I think, you know, I think this Artist Roundtable is a beautiful thing. I think it's a strong thing. Mm-hmm. I think it shows an industry of independent artists how to connect with one another and to conversate and to, you know, disagree, not to be disagreeable, but to find a solution. And, you know, like I said, I've met some really great artists, business minds, through this type of connection of the Artist Roundtable. And I just really called to give my utmost respect. I heard that, John, you were co-hosting today, so I definitely was going to call in, you know. We're as you're watching for us and looking for us out there, we're doing the same out here. And now that I know Manny is down in Detroit with you and y'all sound like, you know, brothers of the same mind, I'm going to be looking for you too, man. And so I just wanted to say that, you know, it's a real pleasure and honor.
Hey, no problem, man.
To be a part of such a wonderful opportunity to meet such wonderful, talented, intelligent, and strong artists.
Hey, same.
Thank you, Jay.
Kudos.
Well, I have to say this, you know, about Jace. I talk to him, oh gosh, I think we talk almost every day, but you know, he is this brilliant mind, you know, and he helps keep me sane, and in many ways, you know, Jace and John, you know, help fuel me, you know, in doing what I do and trying to figure out this game, because it's not necessarily easy.
Mm-mm,
and
right.
It can be very, very discouraging. And I think through the process now, which website is the most effective for me to be on and things. And so, you know, I know that people probably think that I'm on Facebook day and night, which it appears that I am. You know, but I have learned over the years in doing this and supporting artists to be selective in who and where I send certain promotions to. Because, you know, some people may not want to hear about hip-hop, you know, but may want to hear about, you know, Kua, the amazing artist, you know, visual artist down in Texas. Or, you know, they may want to hear about... you know, an author that I'm connected with or whatever. And so, you know, my networks are split up into categories, you know, so it's not that I'm just... But Facebook is honestly the place that I just really feel connected. I love the way that it's interactive. The 80% of the people that I have on Facebook are artists. You know, I had to separate, and I do have a Susan page for family and friends, and I'll have to tell you, my friends, family and friends, they're boring. Oh my God, they don't say nothing. They don't respond to anything I post. So I'm like, you know, if I'm on Facebook, it's going to be my Lady Flava, my Flava News page. But you know, that's where I've connected. You know, again with the people that call into the Artist Roundtable, and you know, that I think has been the most effective tool as far as me being an artist cheerleader is Facebook. You know, I am on Reverb Nation. I'm trying to figure that all out. I've met some amazing artists from around the world, you know, that I have just recently played. I did a show yesterday, you know, introducing some new sounds that I had not played on my show before, because I've been so focused on the Dope Emporium and supporting what we just accomplished here in Seattle, Washington. So now it opens up the door for me to be able to play tracks, you know, from a variety of artists and help get the word out. But, you know, I'm excited about the all media artists and seeing where we can go with that and helping, you know, shine the light on some deserving artists.
I want to contribute to the part of this conversation, but I'm over here all teary-eyed. You know, as you already know, Lady Flav, I'm a big Black Stacks fan, right? So that
right.
whole... thing, and I'm very rarely silent, but in the words of my man from Saturday Night Live, I was a bit verklempt just now. I kind of had to clink up. Okay, I'm man back up. He kind of shut me down. I felt a little misty under the eye area a second ago. I'm good.
Uh-oh.
I'm good now. I'm back. I'm back in the zone. But for a minute, I'm like, that's Jace.
Oh, you're funny.
Now don't make me misty-eyed over here in these snowflakes. I told you I'm dodging snowflakes. I gotta be able to see now, Dad. I gotta be able to focus in on some stuff now.
It would be just our luck that the paparazzi pop up right now. Oh, they crying. Yeah, they crying. I'd just, you know, play it off when they blame it on the rain moments. I'll do a Milli Vanilli. I'll blame it on the rain.
I know that's right. I know that's right. So, Lady Flavor, I just wanted to say this. I don't want to dominate the conversation. You guys have, you know, you always have some very, very strong personalities on the line. And I just wanted to say once again, you know, I'm trying to make sure I can make sure the family's going to be fed through this storm we're having. So I'm running around a little bit. I did want to chime in. Like I said, I knew John was going to be on the line. It's nothing but the utmost and much respect to him. We're following you as you're following us, brother. So I just want you to know the respect is mutual. Lady Flavor, you know how I feel about you. You know, I call you the connector for a reason. Keep doing the work that you're doing. You are invaluable to the Northwest, to the world, for what you do for independent artists. Manny, I'm about to Google you, brother, and I want to check you out and and see what you're doing. And the words I've heard you share with the public, with the world, have been amazing, right on point, intelligent. And I know you're a comedian, but there was nothing laughable about the information that you shared. And Toxic, man, give me my pie, man. I need my pie, man. You know what I'm saying? On that note, love and respect to all of y'all. Like I said, in this storm, now I have to do my other responsibility, my main responsibility, which is taking care of my wonderful and beautiful family. So from Black Stacks to the world, from Jace to all those online, it's nothing but respect for Lady Flavor and the Round Table and the artists on here, and I am out.
All right. Thank you so much, Jace, for calling in.
That guy's a scholar.
So it is.
He's a star.
Jace is, you know, he's been in the game for a long time, John. You know, so he has definitely gone through the ups and downs of being an artist out here in the Pacific Northwest. You know, Black Stacks has been blessed to, you know, do a tour out on the East Coast to down in California and stuff like that. So, you know, they've had some different experiences. But trust me, you know, they've gone through some hard knocks to get to the point of where they are right now. And, you know, they put on this absolutely amazing, you know, hip-hop festival, you know, last weekend. You know, it was not about Black Stacks. It was about hip-hop in the Pacific Northwest. So it was a great experience for me, and, you know, I have a great love and appreciation for Jace and Felicia and Silas Black, you know, for, you know, what they have brought into my life as Lady Flavor and as Susan. So there is just, you know, three of us on the line now, which is Toxic, you know, John, and myself. And so I don't know if we're scaring people off or, you know, what's happened, but, you know, I appreciate everybody coming out today and participating in this show. And, you know, we've had each show, John, don't you think, has been just an absolutely amazing experience. Different people, different topics, and always something very, very valuable to walk away and think about.
Absolutely.
So Toxic, you know, I don't think that we've actually heard from you. Which website do you think has been most effective for you as far as an artist and as far as a business owner of the Creative Cream Cheese Pies?
Well, as far as my music goes, MrsRap.com, it's been working for me pretty well. I have, you know, a few songs up on that page, and I have photos and stuff, and I also have a single that you can download, Sexy Girl, on MemphisRap.com. Download for free. And as far as the pie game goes, Facebook has been helping me out tremendously, a whole lot, helping me out with the business and helping me out as far as, like, getting customers in and bringing in new customers. And I'm ready to do my presentation. In January, I'm doing a big event towards the end of January where I'm going to present my company logo to the city of Seattle and the Pacific Northwest, and it's going to be a pretty good jump off. I have a site on SoundCloud, and I have a site on Reverb Nation as well under Toxic, and I also have a page on OurStage.com. But the most effective has been MrsRap.com.
Okay.
And only because the guy, I know the guy who's the webmaster, shout out to M-Town Love for doing a good job on redesigning the layout for MrsRap.com. If you haven't ever, if you've never been to it, go check it out, MrsRap.com/TAWKSICC. I got a show coming up here in December on the 18th down in Eugene, Oregon, opening up for Vita Wita. He's an artist out of the Bay Area, and that's what I'm doing. That's what I have on my plate so far.
Okay. Well, so are you going to be taking your pies to Oregon?
Yeah. Everywhere I go, anywhere I'm doing a show rapping, I'm going to have my pies right there as well.
There you go. I love it. I absolutely love it. So that's cool.
Shout out to Tochi City down in Eugene, Oregon. He's the promoter that's putting together the Be the Wheeler Coaster.
Okay. Definitely. You know, I'll have to snatch your flyer and get that posted. I'm so behind on my website. This past month was so absolutely crazy busy between my family and between Dope Emporium and everything that I got behind on my website. So that's something I definitely need to work on. But I'll snatch your flyer and get that put on there and help, you know, get that promoted for you, Toxic. So anyway, so is there, I'm getting messages. It's so funny. I'm getting messages like left and right, you know, Tay's posting, you know, on Facebook about calling into the Artist Roundtable. Jace just, you know, texted me and, you know, wanted me to give, you know, the respect to you, Toxic, and John again. And then Therese in the chat room says, John, she really appreciates you being a great spokesperson for the All Media Artists website. So, you know.
With all the love, I must continue to find ways to give it back. She can send me, like I said, I got a message from her as well in the first day.
Right.
That's personable. That's something that puts a personal edge on something that's going to be huge. That site will be as big
right.
as Facebook. And that to me is what matters, you know.
Right.
It's a personal kind of artist, so that for me was the clincher. That was the big deal. So I thank her.
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, you're right. I mean, it's just like when I signed up to join the site, for some reason when I got the confirmation link back, it wasn't a clickable link that I could see, and then I couldn't copy and paste it, and I went back and, you know, let the site know that I wasn't able to get into it. And she came back, you know, personally and, you know, helped me through it. So, you know, I was kind of expecting like a computer-generated message or something like that, but it came back from her. And then once I was able to get in, she acknowledged the fact that she saw that I was able to get in. So, you know, that's pretty cool, you know, because so much is done online with sites like that that's just computer-generated and not actually coming from a person per se. So I'm excited about being a part of this particular site. You know, there are several artists that I'm already connected to on that site, but there are many others that I'm not. So I'm excited, you know, to just, you know, see who's on there, get some music played on Flava News Radio, and, you know, see what we can do to help, you know, get the word out about so many of the artists. And Toxic, I will definitely send you the website that we're talking about. You know, sometimes I'm good at multitasking and other times I'm not. So it's probably a good idea for me to just stay focused right now, but I definitely will get that site to you. So is there any other topic that anybody wants to talk about or continue to talk about in regards to the social network or online sites that you find that are effective?
I just think it's pretty cool the guys over in Germany doing this thing with his music and stuff, man. To me, that's the area where I'm really, really trying to get my music over to over in Europe and Germany, and I just want to just give a hats off to him, like, because I'm really trying to.
I think that I sent you his page on Facebook, Toxic, but I'll, or his music page at least, and then I'll send you his regular page. But I think he's somebody that's
Thanks.
Good to connect with. Because, you know, like I said, when I first met Tay, he was over deployed in Afghanistan, and he was creating his music over there. And so that's when I first, you know, knew about him. And the thing is that he... you know, he was recording over there and then sending it to artists here in Seattle or the Fort Lewis area to then, you know, however you take a track and you, you know, add to it or whatever. And so, you know this modern technology, you know, doesn't mean that you have to be in the same place to record. So that's the amazing thing. And, you know, when Tay returned from Afghanistan, which was in July of this past year, and then he was then stationed in Germany in October. He went over in October. You know, he's continued, you know, to create and work with artists that are in different locations. So, yeah, definitely reach out and connect with him, and you just never know. And with him now building the connections in the different clubs and stuff like that, I mean, he started doing that, like, right after he arrived and stuff. And so, you know, I think, you know, he's somebody to definitely connect with. Now, John, if you don't mind talking, my grandson's trying to get my attention, so let me see what it is.
No, I don't mind at all.
Thanks.
What's on?
Okay. So now that we touched on those different networking sites and all the different sites that a person could possibly use to network their wares, their music, or their art, there are several sites that stand out. I mean, of course, All Media Artists, Facebook, Django. But there's a lot of sites that we don't know about. What was the one, Multiply? There was a site mentioned today, Multiply. Are you familiar with that?
No.
No?
No, I'm not familiar with that website.
No, yeah, see, I'm not familiar with that website neither. But I guess it's a big deal. You know, I've heard of, see, a while back for me, the main networking site that I used to use was at MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace,
MySpace. But MySpace, I quickly outgrew MySpace.
I think we all have.
yeah, MySpace is sort of a thing of the past. I think that's the jump-off point for a guy that's trying to network music. So it was fun for, you know, a few months, but then it outgrew its usefulness, you know. Then the MySpace music page, that was good. But, again, you outgrow certain things like that as you grow, you know. So,
exactly. And, any sites that you may know about as far as, like, music and artists and stuff like that goes, shoot me a link, man, on my Facebook.
Okay. Well, are you familiar with the All Media Artist site?
Nope.
It's a fairly new site. You are on Facebook, right?
Correct. Yes, I am.
Okay. Just go up to your bar, your search bar, and type in. You don't even have to type in the WW. Just type in All Media Artists, and it'll pop up. That is an amazing site for artists. And, I mean, the like I said, the people, the quality of the artists on the site is definitely a place that a serious artist wants to be. So, in other words, you should be there. So check it out.
Yeah.
I usually, when I'm not on the site, when I'm not on Facebook, it's simple, www.allmediaartists.com.
Okay.
And
yeah.
It comes up. Yeah, it's real simple, but it's an amazing site. Very effective. It's very thorough. Lots of applications. Limitless possibilities for what you can do with it, how you can enhance your own site, your own profile. So check it out.
Oh yeah, man. I really appreciate that too, man. Cause like right now, you know, I'm currently working on a lot of material right now, and in about like two or three different studios, getting some recording done. I just met this producer guy up here, Sycamore Sounds. He's out of New York City, but he's here in the 206. I did a cipher with him. If you go on YouTube and if you type in Toxic Sycamore Cipher. You can check out the cipher that I did for the West Coast edition of his cipher set that he has on YouTube. And So you know I'm just, man, trying to pretty much, man, just I guess I'm trying to get my foot through the door. You know what I'm saying?
That's
here in the Northwest. I've been here for about 2 years now, and I'm officially doing my pies now, and I've been around doing open mics here and there and stuff like that, and I'm finally getting to open up for art, which is like my first like like opener that I'm doing. I mean, when I was down in Memphis, I did gospel. I opened up for like Cat and Jones, and I opened up for Mr. Dale, and I opened up for a lot of gospel artists down south. But like being out here on the West Coast, man, to me, opening up for Beta Weta, it might be small to some, but to me, it's big though, man, because it's like big because I never opened up for an artist who has a name for himself already.
Right. Everything you do is big, bro. There are no small events. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
As big as you allow it to be. But let me ask you a personal question. What's the story behind your name?
Well, behind my name, Talk Sick, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I decided to go for, man, for a name, man, that was going to stand out, you know what I'm saying? So me as an artist, you know what I'm saying? Like, since I don't curse in my lyrics, I try to like deliver like a good, like a good message and good wording, you know what I'm saying, when I'm spitting. So I call myself Talk Sick, meaning that like my flows are sick, you know what I'm saying, and they're so ill to the point where it could heal, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm not trying to tear down, I'm not trying to deteriorate an individual's mind, but more so edify so that they can manifest mentally into something great, you know what I'm saying? So with my music, I paint a visual for the artist to see, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I heard about this poet guy here in Seattle. His name was Talksick, T-A-L-K-S-I-C-K. He was a poet, you know what I'm saying? And I know some people, especially members from the Zulu Nation, they may feel like, oh man, he's trying to take my homeboy's name and blah 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 and this that, and the other. But I'm not a poet though, you know what I'm saying? I'm a rapper, I'm an artist, you know what I'm saying? And I don't spell my name nothing like how
talk on the radio.
I spell this name, God rest his soul and peace be unto him. But I'm doing my own thing. I'm not trying to be like the next person. I'm pretty much original. Once you hear my music, you know what I'm saying, you can like judge for yourself as far as like am I a good lyricist or does he have what it takes to really make it and stuff like that, man. So
and I will hear your music. And I will hear your music.
Yeah, because you have to go to Memphis Rap, whatever.
.com.
Yeah,
MemphisRap.com/Talksick.
Yep, TAWKSIC.
So were you a baker at one point? I'm curious about the pie. Were you a baker?
As far as the pie game goes, the recipe has been in the family since 1996. In 2004, I decided to do a pastor and wife bake sale at my church down in Memphis. And when I seen the money that I made from it, you know, a light clicked on. I said, hey, I might have something. So I started just telling people, hey, I make pies. And people were like, looking at me like, man, this big black dude make pies for real. Like, I'm joking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they was like, yeah, make me a pie. So I ended up making them a pie. And they were like, you know, pretty much impressed by what I did for them and stuff, man. So, you know, I'm here in the Northwest now, looking to expand, and will be expanding here in the Northwest, and hopefully, I'm just trying to get it to where it can be a household name.
That's right. What is the name of the pie company? It's not Talksick Pies, is it?
That could be catchy, though.
Yeah, it could be.
It's Creative Cream Cheese Pies.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
have to order a pie.
Yeah, man. Where you located?
I'm in Michigan. I'm in Detroit.
Oh, okay. Well, man, you know, it won't be a thing for me to ship it on out there, brother. You know what I'm saying? I do shipping. And I also, if you go to my page on Facebook, you'll see, like, the different styles of pies that I make. And I also do birthday pies, too. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Because
I like to
stand behind the things that I endorse, and the best way for me to stand behind an endorsement for you would be for me to partake in some of that fine pie. So
exactly.
Oh, my God. John. You heard it from Jace too, but yeah, you know, I mean, I only tasted the butterscotch cream cheese pie, and it was just like heaven. You know, it's like when you want something just yummy and smooth and creamy, and just makes your just your taste buds sing. You know, that's what that pie does. I mean, taste buds sing. It might make you just sing better. You know, you might not need a singing coach no more.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
that was
the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was a grandiose endorsement right there.
You know, but I will agree with you, John. You know, the best way to be able to endorse something is to experience it. You know, whether
mm-hmm.
it be somebody's music or their, you know, whatever kind of art form or clothing line or fragrance or pies. You know, I mean, the best way to endorse it is to experience it. So I totally, you know, agree with you on that.
That's awesome. So I'm going to have to place me in order.
Yeah.
For a couple
so,
of hours.
Definitely. So we've got somebody in the chat room that goes by Terry in England. So welcome to the chat room, Terry in England. I don't know if you have the capability of calling in and if you want to chime in the last few minutes of the show, but you are definitely welcome to. I don't know
Hello,
if you're
Terry
an artist.
In England.
Or, yeah, definitely. Hello, Terry in England. But, you know, we've only got, 8 minutes left in the show. And John, I'm so glad that you agreed to, you know, come on as a co-host. The reason why I asked you to do that was you've been such a supporter, you know, to the show from day one.
It was an honor to be here, Lady Clever. You know, I love the show.
And, you know, and I just think that, you know, having you here with me just, you know, it just helps kind of give me a solid foundation to kind of work from. I know that I can bounce things off of you and, you know, you can handle it and this and that. So I, you know, and you bring a different perspective, you know, to the discussions that we have. And so I really, really value you not only as an artist and as a business person, but as a friend, you know, and as a family man. And I know all of those things are very, very important to you. So, you know, much love and respect to you. And, you know, the Artist Roundtable for me, you know, I've mentioned this several times and I've mentioned it on other shows that I do. It's one of my favorite, you know, because it's such an amazing array of artists call in and participate that, you know, that I don't, you know, anticipate, you know, to do. I'm really hoping that at some point Chameleon will be able to, you know, call back in. I'm trying to figure out that time difference from Switzerland to here.
Yeah.
But, you know, to be able to have Tay call in today, that was a big deal, you know, for
me. That was amazing.
Because he is a young man that, you know, I feel like I've met, but I've honestly never met him. It just never worked out when he returned from his deployment for me to meet him in person. But, you know, we've had many conversations on the phone to communications online, and I had him and some of his friends on as a feature for the Welcome Back Soldier show that I did. And, you know, it made me very sad that he was sent to Germany before I had the opportunity to meet him in person. But, you know, maybe one day, you know, it will happen.
Yeah, it'll
happen
again.
You know, yeah.
He seems like an amazing individual.
Oh, my goodness, he is. He is not only as a soldier and not as an artist, but just, you know, if you see his posts and when he talks about his son and his children and this and that, you know, it's just, yeah, he's a great guy, you know. And,
awesome.
Yeah, constantly keeping in my thoughts and prayers while he's away. You know, from time to time he'll post, you know, wondering if he's going to be sent off to be deployed again since he's in Germany, and you know, there's a possibility of that. So, you know, I'm glad that he had the opportunity and desire to call in today. So, you know, you just never know what to expect out of the Artist Roundtable, you know, and some good information.
Never know.
Right, and I know some people are going to check out the All Media Artists website today. You know, I'm definitely going to go check out this Django.com because that's something that's new to me too. And I know it's not easy to be all over the internet, you know, and trying to keep
really
up with the different sites. So I do think that people should check out the different sites and determine, you know, what's worth their time. You know, for me, I work out of my home, so it's easy for me to be, like, all over the place. But other people, you know, they're not in that situation. So I do think that you should explore what is the best, you know, place for you to be online that's going to be most effective for what it is that you need to accomplish as an artist or as a business person. So, so Terry in England says, hi to Over the Pond. Hello, Terry in England.
Yeah, that's
maybe
England
sometime
right there.
Maybe sometime you'll call into the show since we've only got 4 minutes left.
Yeah,
but,
you know, so I want to give a definite special thanks to all of the artists and people that called into the show today. That this was an amazing show. You had quite an array of artists. You had comedians. You have, you know, world-renowned martial artists calling in. So this show's definitely gaining some exposure. And, of course, I'd like to give a big thanks to you for having me on the show. I always enjoy it. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, John, you helped make this show. You know, from day one, like I said, you helped make this show. So it makes it all worthwhile. I mean, it's just like, you know, knowing Toxic now in person. I mean, there's nothing like meeting somebody in person. I mean, one day I hope, John, I'll be able to meet you and Donna and your family, you know, whether
absolutely
you guys come to Seattle or we come to Detroit. One way it's got to happen. But, you know, when I met Toxic in person, he is just the cutest thing. I mean, it's like he is a big man. He's tall and everything. So it's like I'm like this little short person compared to him. But, man, if you could just see his smile, it's just like, it's just like one of those smiles that just, you know, warms your heart, you know. And then now to, you know, have my belly full of some, you know, cream cheese pie makes it even that much better, you know. And so in Toxic, we did play Sexy Girl on the show the other day. So, you know, I'm like, okay. So you need to get me some more tracks that I can play, you know, because we need more than just Sexy Girl, okay?
I didn't
play it on the Flossom or Tossom show. I played it on a regular show.
Oh, okay, cool, cool.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, I'm even a little afraid of that Flossom or Tossom show. You know,
we do,
yeah,
man.
I'm a little afraid of that show. You know, you never know.
Really?
You never know.
Well, this is true. You never know what people's opinions are going to be of what they hear, you know. And
right.
And I'll be honest with you, very few tracks have honestly been tossed, you know,
off
the show. Yeah, honestly, you know. And the ones that have been tossed, I hate to say it, they deserve to be tossed. Okay, I can't cheerlead for everybody. You know,
and
that's the hard thing about what I do is there's some people out there who are wonderful, the nicest personalities. They even have a great, you know, promotion thing going on. But you know what? The craft is just not there, you know. And so that's the hard thing is how do you go about letting somebody know that you don't think what they're doing is very good, you know. So that's kind of why I created the Flossom or Tossom show, so that, you know, people can vote what they honestly think, and it's all anonymous, you know.
Right.
And the tracks that I play, I don't name the artist, I don't name the track, you know, but sometimes the artist, you know, has their name in the track, so I can't help, you know, with that one. But, you know, it's interesting, some of the feedback that
right
I'm getting. And I added another button to the voting potential, you know, with some work. And there's actually quite a few tracks that are being hit, you know, with the potential with some work. And so I think after the New Year's, I'm going to actually send emails out to the artists that I play on the Flossom and Tossom and get a feedback that people are sending my way, whether it be by email or by voting off the poll, and let them know what it is that, you know, people are thinking, you know, about what they're creating. So
that's a great idea.
I think that's going to take place. But we've come to the end of another segment of Keeping It Real. Well, I just said Keeping It Real, Flossom or Tossom. Oh, my God. You know, I'm old.
Keeping It Real at the Round Table.
Okay, Keeping It Real at the Round Table. So we've come to the end of another segment of the Artist Roundtable, and I want to thank everybody that came out to participate in the show live today. Absolutely amazing panel that we had. To those that were in the chat room and to those that were listening live, you know, incognito, to those that come back and check out the archives. This is one of my favorite shows, and I welcome anybody and everybody to come out and participate in the Artist Roundtables. Next week it's going to be at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I just learned today that Detroit is 3 hours different, so for some reason I had it in my head it was 2 hours, so now I learned something new. And, you know, we welcome you to come out. If you do have a thought, you know, of what you would like to discuss on the Artist Roundtable, you can definitely let myself know or John D. Green. He's Googleable.
Hey,
you can find him.
I'm
he's Googleable. You can let one of us know if you have a topic that you would like to discuss. And before we close out, I do want you to go check out the pie guy. He says he can ship a pie to you, but if you are in the Pacific Northwest, I think you need to get at him real, real quick because, you know, Thanksgiving is just a few days away, and get one of his cream cheese pies for Thanksgiving. If not, make sure you get it for Christmas. If you can't get it for Christmas, get it for New Year's. You know, and during this holiday season, you know, get with the pie guy. Toxic, Guyton Tolliver, you know, he's Googleable. And I'm Lady Flava, and I'm Googleable. So anyway, thank you to everybody who is still on the phone. Toxic and John, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. And, you know, we'll be back next Monday with another segment of the Artist Roundtable.
Yes.
Have a great week, everyone.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye now.